It started with a €50 bet on the virtual Grand National, and £1,150 later on the Nicaraguan League or the toss of two people tossing a coin online or whatever it was, poker or whatever it was, ended up £1,150. Those people had no money. Okay, you talk about the shame of it. Okay, so you talk about the shame of the person who's in addiction. You talk about the shame of the of the family. They're not going to go to their family and ask for money again and say that this has happened all over again. Instead, they applied for a food parcel. They got €25 of a food parcel to get them through the next couple of days until the next payment comes in, and then they can eat again. But also what that lady said to me was that she has to make sure that he doesn't get near that money again, because if he does, he'll gamble it, because he is a compulsive gambler. Sean, I've been there. I was a compulsive gambler. I would have bet on anything at any stage. I would have bet on two flies going up the wall.
Yeah, but I'm just listening to you, and you know, you've been very candid about your own situation, Oisin. I suppose in order to go chasing the bets, there needs to be something around for people to bet on. Now, is the only answer that the bookies maybe should just switch off at the moment?
Well, everybody else is switched off. And I think, you know, there's an avenue for people there who want to gamble, and as I say, who gamble socially or in small amounts. But the desperation for me, Sean, was the fact that they had to bring this back into the mainstream, that they had to make, you know, the Grand National was cancelled, so why not just leave it at that? But no, you know, you know, as I say, a desperate act. And then the publicity around it, and you mentioned it, I mean, $2 million for the NHS. I guarantee you, the amount of issues that this will cause across not just Ireland, but across Ireland and the UK, that will cost a lot more than £2 million. You're talking about domestic violence. You're talking about, as I say, a lot. This addiction leads to a lot of other things. It affects a lot of other people other than that one person who is addicted. I mean, statistics say that it'll affect 10 other people. I mean, that's only a drop in the ocean in my regard.